Fantastic Weekend, right? I know I can't be the only, like, the only person feeling that in the air. It's just nice. It's nice out. Good people surrounding you. If you don't have good people surrounding you, then find them. Or they'll find you. Well, if they find you, that sounds a little bit creepy. It sounds like you got something else going on. I don't like the way that sounded. I want to start out Monday by saying welcome to the show, welcome to the week, and goodbye to last week. Say farewell to it as we get ready to head into the end of the year. We're already here. I feel like it's going by so fast. I know some people say it's going by fast, slow, whatever, but nonetheless, we are here. And we're going to get through it together. Just like we get through some things together. Like sometimes you need a reminder for things. And I'm going to bring this up. Have you ever thought you came up with something and then realized that you didn't? It's like, oh, at one point, and I know this might be a shock to a lot of people, maybe not shock to some, but I was in a band and we were gonna call it Falling in Reverse. Unbeknownst to me, and I came up with the name, I did. Well, okay, I didn't come up with the name, but I thought I did. They were like, oh, you're in Falling in Reverse? And I was like, oh, you've heard of us. No. They didn't hear of us. They heard of the actual band called Falling in Reverse. And, like, I was just so shocked. Like, how? Like, I mean, I know there's people out there who thought they came up with a name, but then come to realization that they did not. Like, or come up with something like, oh, I'm going to come up with these things that there's going to be, it's going to be paper that you can wipe your hands down with, and it's going to be in a roll, and you're going to have plenty of them. Like, you mean paper towels? Wait, hold on, when did those come out? Man, they've been out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you think you come up with an idea, but then come to find out that you did not make up that idea. Like, I think that's possibly one of the funniest things. Not, I mean, for the person that's going through it, but hey, you know, it just means keep going, because it means you came up with a great idea. But it's already been set out to the world. That means that you got a good mindset. Just keep rolling with the punches. Unless you're a boxer, don't roll with those punches. Like, you got to duck or dodge or something. You got to figure something out, because that's not going to work out for you. Like, the other person's going to come out on the other side. Like, it's great. I wanted to do something. I don't know if I should do this instead of the facts or do the facts on top of this. Like, I don't know. Like, it's kind of a game, you know, like, but this could be a very dangerous game. Don't do this in front of your kids. Like, it could, well, maybe like your kids will have better answers than you. I don't know. But like, you know, when like, people who finish sentences, like, oh, I went out and got some flip flops. You know, like they'll finish the sentence. So like, I wanted to do something similar to that, because I was wondering what, like, it kind of gives you a dive into what people are thinking, you know? Like, if I say like the word tooth, you're going to be like, paste? Maybe. Or what were you thinking right then? You know, that's why this is interesting, because it kind of gives like a little dive, and it's not, I want to say it's a poll, but it's not really a poll. It's just kind of, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out and talk to people, and I'm going to ask them to finish this word. That's what we're going to call it. Finish the word. That's what I'm going to call it. And I'm going to go out. I'm really going to do this. I'm going to go out and I'm going to ask random people who I've never met before, or maybe even some people that I've met before. It's going to be a mix, maybe. And I'm going to ask them to finish the word. Now, the audio might be terrible. It might be great. It might be bad. It might be whatever. But I'm going to do this. Because I really want to know, like, how people... Like, isn't there... Like, there's a thing where, like, people, like, finish the word and all that kind of stuff. And it, like, gives you insight. Or people have dreams. And it gives you a little bit of insight. Well, what were you dreaming of? I was dreaming of a snake with a flip-flop. You see? The word flip-flop came back up again. It's on my mind now. Oh, I was dreaming of snakes with feet. And who, like, somebody... I remember back in grade school, somebody told me, we've cleared away from whatever the topic was supposed to be, if there even ever was one. But, I remember, my teacher tried to tell, like, teach us how to interpret dreams. And I was like, you can't interpret dreams. Like, I'm sorry. Dreams mean something else to each individual, you know? Like, some people may love snakes, and they have dream about snakes. Oh, well, that means you're going to have a great day. Somebody may, like, hate snakes and are fearful of them. Like, you know, oh, well, that means that, you know, like, something bad is coming after you. Well, I am no way, shape, or form a psychiatrist or anything like that, but I feel like dreams can be interpreted differently for each person. And I could be wrong about that. I very well could be. Because I had a dream of it. No, I'm kidding. The question of the day, I think this is going to be relevant to everybody. Kids, teenagers, cats, dogs, frogs, toes, all those who are unopposed. I don't know. I just went into a Dr. Seuss mode, mainly because over the weekend I had a conversation about the movie The Grinch, and we talked about, and that was on the Wisdom app. You can listen to that. I have to go back and pull that up at some point. But you can listen to, like, you can listen to all the conversations there. Those are conversations specifically for the Wisdom app, but there are conversations that are not, such as the ones that are being held here on the Daily Shift. You can call in, request, you can request on Outside the Box Radio, MySpin Radio, you can listen to My Vibe, you can listen to The Jazz Lounge. There's so many options there for you. Don't forget about, if you want to listen to just the show without the music, you can go. If you want to just get to the meat and potatoes, you can go to CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Amazon Music. Amazon Podcast. I apologize. Amazon Podcast. There are too many ways for you to listen to have an excuse not to listen, right? So, with that being said, there is a break coming up right here for you. All you have to do is keep it locked. We're going to come back. We're going to have some more fun on this Monday. Let's make Monday fun. Let's make Monday... No, I'm not going to say that. Never mind. Somebody's like, just say it. What were you going to say? No, I refuse. Just like I refuse to let you folks go unentertained right here on the Daily Shift. I'll see you after the break. You never hit my line. Hit my line when you're sober. It's like you do this every night. Take away the big shirts, the tattoos, the sweatpants and veins. Okay, I don't wear no makeup, no purse in my hand. Well, welcome back to the Daily Shift, where we have something called the question of the day. And hopefully, it brings you some joy, some kind of entertainment, something to think about while you get through your Monday. Unless you're already through it, then it's something to think about through Tuesday. But nonetheless, let's get into it. Everybody, by something. Let me finish. By something you know you won't use. Now? Oh, no, I use everything. No, you don't. Somebody has an elliptical right now that is being treated as a closet. It has, like, towels and shirts over all over. No. Everybody, like, I think I bought something that I may or may not use. We're going to find out. I want to use it. And that's the worst thing, isn't it? When you want to use the thing that you bought, there's a reason that you bought it. You want to use it. But maybe you don't have time. Maybe it's something like impractical. It's like, well, how am I going to fit this in here? And then you assemble it. And then, like, after you, there are so many things that can go wrong with that. But I know for a fact, everybody has something that they don't use. I'm going to buy a VHS player because, and then you don't have any videotapes to play on it. In case anybody's wondering, VHS players, videotapes. So, what's a videotape? Cut it out. All right. Knock it off. Knock off the shenanigans. But no, I think that when it comes to purchasing things that you know, like, keep the receipt. That's one thing that's important. Because I know that there's things out there that, like, you probably won't use. And it doesn't mean that you have to use it. Or, correction, maybe you've used it once. You know, that's not a good investment. Because, let's face it, when you buy things, it's an investment of some sort. It could be a new pair of flip-flops. Here we go again. Flip-flops. It could be weights. It could be an elliptical. It could be, like you're like, oh, well, I want to, like, decorate and all this kind of stuff, and I want to get a china cabinet, and I want to put, like, all of my fancy dishes in there, or maybe things that you've created, like a teapot that you created. I don't know. Maybe you were in that movie Ghost or whatever it was called, and, like, you want to start making stuff out of clay and display them, you know? Also, you know, no, I'm not going to go there, but I'm sure that there are some things that are, like, do you ever draw attention to things that, like, you want to be appreciated by people? Like, hey, so what do you think about these new pants, huh? They're all right. Then you don't get the you don't get the reaction that you were expecting. They're all right, I guess. You know, it could be better. Why'd you choose that color? Okay, you know what? I didn't ask your opinion, okay? You know what? I thought you were my friend. I thought you were... Start getting upset with your friend because they didn't give you the reaction that you expected. No, think about that. Think about all that kind of stuff. Like, I mean, when it comes to, like, purchasing things that you're gonna use, think about if you're actually gonna use them. Like, whenever I go through, like I said, in plenty of shows, I always make a list so I can get in, get out. You know, and if I see something that I think I want, I always start thinking, like, okay, well, how am I going to use this? And, I go to the sunglass department. Like, I mean, fishing sunglasses. There's so many different versions of sunglasses that you can buy. It's like, well, am I really going to use these? No, like, because I already have a pair in the car. And then I also have the pair that I bring with me when I'm walking around. Just so, like, yes, I have that many sunglasses. But I keep those. I keep the ones in the car because I'm like, well, what if I lose the ones that I have when I'm walking around? You know, like, make sure there's a reason for it. Like, if you have an elliptical, like, are you really going to use it? Like, well, why not just go running outside? Well, I don't really like going outside because it could be too hot, it could be too cold. Like, you know, I can adjust the temperature of my house. That's fine. That's dandy. But are you really going to use it? Think about this as you go through the day. You know, don't buy things that you don't, that you know for sure you're not going to use. Like, if your answer is maybe I'll use it as you're picking it up, put it back down. Don't put it in your cart or whatever. Put it back down. Walk away. In my opinion, walk away and then, like, think about it as you're walking around grabbing what else you know you're going to use. Like, you'll never see me buy, oh, well, maybe I'll use the mayo or whatever, because I've, like I said, I found out mayo is used in grilled cheese sandwiches when you go and buy them at certain places. I didn't like that fact. That tore me to bits. Made me rethink about how I feel about grilled cheese sandwiches, and I love a good grilled cheese. Like, you know, like it. And I was like, wait, mayo? Mayo is used in this? No, I don't know how I feel about that. I don't even know how to cook it like that. Anyway, what we're gonna do? We're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back. We're gonna have, you know what? We're gonna do the facts. We're gonna do the facts. Don't forget. I know some people don't celebrate Halloween, but it is a good time. Why? Because if your kid is having a good time, then why complain about it? As long as they're happy, that means that you're happy in some way, shape, or form. Think about that as we go through this month and get ready for the rest of the holidays that are to come through the end of this year. And we're going to get through them together. This is the Daily Shift. We'll see you after the break.
Suddenly the sky erupts, flames alert the trees, spread to fallen leaves. Now they're fire. Wait if I'm on fire, falling into you, baby. Even electricity can't compare to.
Well, welcome back to the Daily Shift, where we have something so interesting and factual, and it's, well, it's called the facts. Now, if you want to follow along, feel welcome to. You can follow along with these facts at purple.com, the color purple. Well, hold on. Not P. It, here we go. PURPLE.com. If you look up the curlopurple.com, I'm sure you're going to get something else. So, PURPLE.com. And it's going to be 35 fascinating health and body facts will surprise you. So, let's just jump into them, shall we? Now, number one, and of course there's passages and hyperlinks that you can click on, but number one is your sensitivity to certain allergens may be connected to your birth weight. What? I'm going to read a little bit of this one. Oh, okay, I'm going to read this one. And it has a hyperlink so that way you can go and find out more if you wish to. A 2019 meta-analysis found that for each kilogram increase in birth weight, infants had a 44% increased risk of childhood food allergies. Okay, well, I'm no doctor, so I don't know what any of that means. So I'm just gonna go ahead and assume that they're right. As we move on to number two. Number two, in the US, two out of three people do not have perfect vision, aka 20/20. Really? I wonder how to increase that. Like, is there like fruits or vegetables that you can eat to like increase your vision? Age-related eye diseases are among the leading causes of blindness and low vision. Well, they don't give any cure for it, so that's not helpful. Number three, more germs are transferred by shaking of hands than by kissing. I want to bring this up. You know what? Somebody today, when I was like, hey, how's it going? They didn't just shake my hand. Like, I thought he was going for a high five, but he did one of those weird, like, grasp things. Like, he grasped my hand and, like, held onto it, and I was like, what are you doing? Like, I wanted to ask what he was doing, but I was like, this is gonna last for, like, 2 seconds. Like, as I was walking away, though, I was like, I don't know what that was about. Like, like, you ever cross somebody's path like that? It's like, I don't know what happened there, but I hope it doesn't happen again. Like, that's what happened to me. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay. He's a good person. He's so funny. Like, and that's part of the reason why he's funny, because he does so many unorthodox things. Things that make not just me, but I'm sure other people love him. Number four, lack of sleep can kill someone sooner than what? Lack of sleep can kill someone sooner than starvation. I didn't know that was true. What? I gotta read this. Okay, chronic sleep deprivation is linked to a higher risk of for cardiovascular disease, insulin resistance, obesity, and a host of other life-threatening conditions. And it goes on after that. And there's a hyperlink that you can click on there to find out a little bit more. Wow. Okay. So if I go into hibernation, just know I'm trying to survive. Like, at that point, like, geez. Number five, stress. These are really sad. Oh, my gosh. Number five, stress can make it harder to fall asleep. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you got something on your mind, you know what I mean? It's going to be on your mind, and it's going to make it harder for you to sleep. So I believe that 100%. There's a hyperlink there. There's a little bit more you can read. I'm not going to read. I'm not going to spoon feed you, folks. I can't. I won't. It's here. I gave you the site. All you have to do is do a little digging. And if you want to do a little bit more digging, there's more digging to do. Number six, you don't actually breathe through both nostrils at the same time. According to research published in Mayo Clinic Proceedings, humans inhale and exhale through one nostril at a time. I took a second to see if that was true or not. Like, you know, I was wondering, like, I could be the first to breathe through both nostrils. Anyway, number seven, and we're going to stop on number eight because we got to take a break at some point, right? Everyone's getting tired of hearing my voice, and there's songs that you want to hear. And you can request them, even if they're Taylor Swift, or as I call her, Tay Tay. She's my homegirl. No, I'm kidding. 10% of your body mass is made up of your blood. So if you want to lose weight, all you got to do is find a vampire and be like, hey, man, can you help me out? Like, you know, just find a vampire. There's plenty of them. If you've ever seen True Blood, Vampire Diaries, I wouldn't go to any of the ones in what's that one movie? Oh my gosh. Twilight. Don't go to them. Like, you start sparkling. I've never seen those movies, and I know I don't like them. I'm sorry. They might be great movies, but I don't. You know what? I'll talk about it more, maybe, in the entertainment segment. Number eight, the average adult human has 206 bones. Over half of the human bones can be found in the upper and lower. Wow. Upper and lower extremities. I'm sorry, but that's very vague. Like, half of your bones can be found in your body. Where the rest of them, I'm not what's his name? Shishimaru? I'm sorry, I don't remember his name from Naruto, the one who fought Rock Lee when they were kids, and like he had the power to control his bones or whatever. You all know who I'm talking about. Don't pretend. If you don't watch Naruto, then you at least watch One Piece or Bleach or something. Or Dragon Ball. Come on. All right, anyway, I'm going to leave you to find out what that is. Just like I'm going to leave you to find out more about these facts, all you have to do is click on the links and read what's below. This is The Daily Shift. You know the many ways to find us. CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes, Music, Google Podcasts, Amazon. So many different ways. Also, don't forget about Outside the Box Radio, where if you want to request music, you definitely can. All you have to do is call in MySpin Radio and... Oh, I'm sorry. I mixed that up. The Jukebox Radio is where... The Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, and MySpin Radio. There you go. Ugh. We're going to get through this Monday together, folks. As hard as it may be. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to get into some more stuff, like the entertainment. All you have to do is stick tuned and hopefully sit back, relax, and, enjoy. This is The Daily Shift. We'll see you right after the break. Keep it locked.
Sometimes I just can't take it. Sometimes I just can't take it, and it isn't alright. I'm not gonna make it. And I think my shoes untied. I'm like a broken record. I'm like a broken record, and I'm not playing right. I don't wanna be alone tonight. It's pretty clear that I'm not over.
Thank you for sticking tuned through all of this, what we call chaos. But the chaos somehow comes out and it turns out beautiful into some kind of show. I think that show is called The Daily Shift. You know what? That's the perfect description for work, though. Right? When you go to work, you expect something to happen, and then everything just turns into complete chaos. You never know what to expect next. But then at the end of the day, you come out on the other side, you're smiling that you're going home. And then on top of that, you're smiling that you did your job well. Now, I don't smile at the end of the show because I never know how I do at the end of the show. I don't smile like it's, I know it's chaos. There's a fire behind me as I try to leave. I've lost a shoe. Somehow the keys to the building are like glued on top of the roof. There's a cat walking the ledge, just threatening to do it. Not gonna do it, but threatening, like, you know what? I don't know where the cat, I don't know the cat's role in any of this, but it has a role. Just like I have a role, and my role is to give you the entertainment, which I'm going to give to you right now. Like I said, over the weekend, I watched the Grinch movie, and I actually had a very deep and insightful conversation about it. It was the Grinch from 2000. It had to do with Jim Carrey. That was the main character. And I know that there's also the animated Jim Carrey Grinch version. But I surprisingly had a very deep conversation about that. And I didn't expect that at all. And I was grateful for that. More reason to listen to the Wisdom app. Also, what did I see? No One Can Save You. I think I talked about this, but just in case I didn't, No One Can Save You. It just kind of reminded me of A Quiet Place, and I never saw A Quiet Place. Not interested in seeing a movie where nothing is explained. I need someone to talk to explain what's going on. You know, where do they come from? What's happening? So on and so forth. And not saying it was a bad movie at all. No One Can Save You. I actually, I found it very interesting. But I just don't know what happened. If you decide to check it out, I'm going to give this movie, No One Can Save You, I'm going to give that movie a something's telling me a 5. So I'm going to go with 5. I kind of wanted to go 5.5 or, you know, out of 10, I'm going to give it a 5. I think it's worth checking out if you like aliens and things like that. And I do. Like, I like that kind of, I like the horror genre. And of course, this is October, so, you know, Halloween is around the corner. So that means that there are more things to check out. Just like, The Nightmare Before Christmas, and I'm going to watch that this month. I'm going to binge watch it multiple times. Enjoy your holiday. Enjoy your week. Enjoy the months to come, the days to come, the weeks to come, and all of that stuff. If it is Monday for you, I'm going to go ahead and wish you a good night. But if it's already Tuesday and you're heading into Tuesday and you're already starting, you're ready for that day to end, I'm going to go ahead and wish you a good morning. This is The Daily Shift. We will see you next time.